once I was doing an interview. I'm not. You're not a.
Oh, no.
I was like,
aw. Oh, no. No, no, no. I don't feel that way. I really don't. I mean, I've got great friends that moved into Roswell here maybe 30 years ago that are just great friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they've added a lot to Roswell.
Yeah. A lot of interesting stuff. Do you have any, before I wrap up, any other thoughts or things you wanted to share maybe I didn't ask you about or anything you thought?
Well, I can't. I really, you know, I'm here and I can. Last night I sat down and I thought, oh, what am I going to say? You know, and there was so much, and I really cannot. I'm here and I can't think. I'll probably leave and think of a lot of things. Why didn't I say that? Why didn't I tell them that story? I really.
Remember any trouble you ever gotten as a kid? Those were always some fun stories.
Oh, no, I was a good girl.
Oh, you were a good one?
I can tell you about the boys that got it.
Tell me about the boys. Let's round them out, you know.
Well, maybe I ought to tell you this story about Jack.
Yeah.
He wouldn't like it.
No,
he's not here.
He's not here, so let's.
He's not here. When he was, and I guess we were probably maybe in the, oh, maybe the fifth grade or sixth grade. And I don't know, there was a lot of older boys that were friends with Jack, and they would just, I don't know, say, Jack, how about doing this and doing that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that. So it's, and I don't know how this happened, but he was coming home from school some way, and he picked up a rock and threw it, and it broke one of the big window panes at one of the stores here in Roswell downtown. So, of course, they called, I guess, the police then anyway, and he got really bad trouble. So they took him home. And he had, and I forgot how many weeks, if it was 2 weeks. Of course, he had to work and pay to have the window fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was maybe 2 weeks, at least 2 weeks, that when he left home in the morning, he had to go straight to school. When he left school, he had to go straight home. Could not stop anywhere. That was his punishment,
mm-hmm.
you know, thing like that. So that was just a big joke about how he used to get in trouble a lot.
Did you like him when you were real young, or did you not feel
Jack?
Yeah.
Well, when we were in elementary schools, when all that was going on, I thought, you know, I don't know if I'll even want to sit by that young man or not. You know, my daddy used to say now, you know, you're a good girl and all that, you know. But then Jack and I, we became friends in high school. He dated my very best friend all through high school. And we were good friends in high school and really didn't really start dating till after.
Mm-hmm. What did you do to sweep you off your feet then?
Well, I guess I've always sort of liked, you know, always sort of liked him. But he was dating one of my best friends.
But,
so.
You know, couldn't do anything about it then?
No, but he was a good guy. But it just seemed like Jack was always getting in trouble. The big boys was trying to, I'd say, Jack, come on, do this, and he'd do it and get in trouble, you know. But he was a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Okay, we'll just stop it there, and then